All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are here like for session three. We are at session three of Dragon Heart. We're having a grand old time, ladies and gents.
Hello, everybody. My name is Mark Blair. Welcome to session three of Dragonheart.
Okay.
Bye bye.
Guys, let me talk, please.
Who wants to give us a brief recap of what happened last week?
No.
I wrote down two things, so okay. Probably not me.
So, last week, we.
Oh, yeah, Constantine can do this.
Well, this is just Nick. So we started. We met the Oracle of the house. He's got a big giant mansion floating in the sky,
mm-hmm.
Filled with robots. Then he's like, "You are the one of the seven reincarnated chosen ones."
You have to exactly, and I'm going to
voice that. Well, it's like the essence gets reincarnated or whatever.
I used the word reincarnated, but it was more like the role got reincarnated rather than the people themselves.
Yeah. So I guess that technically means
like
there's
the avatar.
So there's seven of the old ones are still alive. Where's the seven new ones? So that means there's 14 officially. Us as the new seven need to kill the old seven. He just kind of threw this onto us. It's like, all right, go sleep in your beds.
Go take a nap and then get to murdering.
Get to work.
We're planning everything up tomorrow.
Let's see.
We all know what Constantine did.
What did Constantine do?
I'm trying to think about like what did everyone else do before I get into that, because that one pushed the plot.
Yeah.
You found Auschwitz.
Oh my god!
Hold on!
Literally.
Gunner and
August,
y'all went up to talk to the Oracle to get like more details and kind of intimidate, interrogate him about like, especially because this guy is like one of two, like he's like he and Gunner are like the racial unicorns. Like there's only like three of y'all in existence. Y'all don't know who number three is.
They have two horns.
and it's super rare. Not like
I'm joking.
Yeah.
And then Constantine went downstairs into the basement and he found out the evil science dungeon that was powered by racism, advanced racism, competitive professional racism. they tried to pull the movie about the moon Nazis. Do you know Paul? That seems like something you would know about.
No, I don't.
I need to remember it. Anyway, they tried to remove.
I've heard of it.
They tried to remove the dragon blood influence from him, and I just turned him into dust. It's unsanctioned magic, illogical magic.
And then it turned him into dust.
Illogical magic, immoral magic.
Heretical magic.
And now where everyone's caught. Constantine got everyone kind of up to date on it, or at least now I think we're going to.
You did not explain that to anybody.
Well, no, but now a bunch of people.
But now a lot of people have seen what it happened.
And now
you
it's
did
like,
not explain anything about the dragon experiment, though.
No, you did not.
You just explained people were in prison,
and now they're not.
And those
and we're
people
taking
were
them.
Essentially
yes.
from the show because you asked them what happened,
yeah.
and they were like, "We were at a show, and then all of a sudden we ended up here."
And Gunnar is raging.
So now we are in a spot of which
we're about to fight some robots.
Confrontation with however that's going to turn out with the Oracle.
Have you told anybody else that they are robots, by the way?
I've
been thinking about that.
Oh, shoot.
No.
I know that they're
objects. Knows deliberately.
We're about to find out.
Yeah,
no.
I know that they're objects.
I just, when I went up to talk to whatever the guy's name was, the Oracle.
They glitched.
They were, he was... Like the guard was glitching,
so
I'm like,
so
I don't know, your
little,
guy downstairs.
So that is a bit of a hint.
Broken. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Your guy's broken. Oh no.
I was about to break him more.
He's broken.
I'm about to break him more.
Alright.
Alright, everyone, let's roll for initiative.
Natural 20.
Nar. Did you actually?
Yeah, I did.
Oh my god.
That's fun.
Oh goodness. Oh, great heavens. What is my initiative?
Dude, what?
Oh my word, that's two nat 20s on the board.
What's your add to that?
Oh.
Two, so 22.
24. I had rolled a nat 20 last time.
That's bad.
Ha. That's bad. I got
I
bad
did not
too.
Roll a nat 20
I got
time.
Bad. What were you at?
10.
Uh-oh. It's on that side.
Oh my god.
That's yeah, my, they, that's I think my the orange ones are mango, like, the yellow ones are lemon, the ooh. Green ones are watermelon, and the sort of orangey, or sort of the dark red ones. Ones are sour cherry.
I'll stay away from that. Like
Where'd you get Turkish delight?
Amazon.
Your mom.
I like mango.
Where everything comes from.
Amazon.
Is this?
Sorry.
That was funny.
Where does Amazon deliver food come
I think
from?
They just fulfill.
From places.
Yeah.
From places that make food.
Yeah.
Whole Foods.
They do.
Well, I guess
basically
has to,
they basically
most,
do
usually
like
has to be pretty local then.
Yeah.
Like, I know this is non.
I've got
order.
Like British
order.
Food from Amazon.
You got what?
British food. Like
buy
British
from
snacks.
Whole Foods.
Was it? But non-perishable.
It's okay.
Right?
Yeah. No, the perishable
not like
come from local.
Not super perishable.
Yeah.
I mean, they were. They were sort of like little sponge cakes.
All right, everybody, let's go down the line. We've got...
Is there Jeff cakes? Yeah, I got those.
Who rolled above a 20?
22.
24. So we've got...
There
you go.
I feel like we should give Gunner a round by himself.
Yeah.
But other than that...
You should probably get a surprise round. And
surprise
we'll get
round.
Well, I was saying Gunner specifically.
Surprise.
Yeah, 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 that's what I meant. Like, Gunner gets a surprise round.
I got an unnatural 20.
Oh, yes, I have heard of it.
They try to make a black astronaut white.
You just moved me
it's wild.
Down.
It's a wild movie.
What year was this movie?
2012.
2012?
Oh, God!
I thought it was the 80s.
Yeah. No. This is like, the joke is like the Nazis like, yeah, we can save him. And then it's just like, I'm just albino, man.
Well, to be fair, what year did Tropic Thunder come out? 2007? Oh. So.
That was, yeah.
Well, to be fair, the joke was
I thought
like,
this would be the 80s.
Okay. Anyways. Hey, guys, lock
sorry.
It. So we've got, okay, so who was 20 to 15? You got an unnatural 20.
I got a 17.
Anybody else? Okay. Who rolled 15 to 10?
I rolled a 10.
10? Okay.
Oh, no.
I rolled bad.
At least it's on initiative.
Yeah, really.
All right. So that leaves us with, what did you roll?
Seven.
Seven? What did you roll?
Four.
Wow. It's in perfect order already.
Well, hold on.
Oh, no.
That's fine.
You rolled a seven?
Yeah. Oh, my
what?
God.
Nobody rolled lower than me?
Oh, yeah, there are...
What?
Six cards?
Yes.
Oh, no, people rolled lower than you. Hold on.
Oh.
There are so many people.
This is like a Baldur's Gate.
It's like when
you
activate
you
the goblin. Yeah.
It's like when you're doing the halls and thing.
Your,
and you're like
yours?
At the...
Four?
It's like plus four.
Yeah. Plus 14.
14.
I'm like...
Are these numbers? Oh, good God. Are the rats?
I don't know what color they all are.
Rats.
That's good.
That's fine. I was just wondering if you
just
were
out of the basement.
Yep.
I started working on a printable... index card for like HP tracking that had like all of the colors printed at the top.
Oh, that would be nice.
I thought about it, but I was like, why would I do that when you can just write red, green, and blue? You know? And then
I mean,
then you're not stuck with using whatever colors are on the card.
You cheating.
Yeah.
You just could be left cluttered.
What are you
gonna
do? Listen to
Coldplay?
Like,
I'm not going to do this.
They were all
after
yellow.
45 minutes.
You can still do
all
it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. We are starting off with our boy Vigo. Let's go. Where are you up to first?
Oh, wait. I think we were going to give Gunner
a surprise.
Gunner
gets a surprise round. I apologize.
Where's
Gunner?
Gunner,
what are you doing?
Gunner. Gunner.
Here, sorry. Let me move my...
Gunner.
Would I...
I hardly
know.
Know
her.
Would they be suspicious of somebody just walking up to them?
You get a surprise round, so it doesn't matter.
Okay. So I can just, like, walk right up to one and just punch them.
Yep.
Okay.
And you have caught them by surprise.
Just walk right up, stare them in the eye for a second, and then...
Can you move that many spaces?
Well, that's what I was asking. Like,
are they... Is he in combat?
Am I in combat before I walk up to them?
Maybe when
are
they
really
top
here,
we'll
he would
assume
be...
that you're not, so you can go up to punch, and that will start.
That will
initiate
combat.
That's what my
combat.
Question was.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's right.
We're doing things in a weird order, but I got it.
Yes. I'm going to come up to him. I imagine he just looks at me, and then I'm just going to punch him in the face.
So true.
1A.
And then I'll...
1A!
And then I'll also kick him.
1A!
Double attack if I land.
Oh, that's right. Sorry.
Six.
That is... Or I guess I'll swing at him with my sword because I have a sword and that does more damage. That would be a 16.
All right. A 16 to hit?
Yes.
That hits.
Okay. And then that'll be a 7 damage. Mm-hmm. And then crazy kick him as well.
The Oracle's just in his office on the harpsichord.
the Phantom of the Opera.
True!
And that was a 14 to hit.
That was
14
misses.
The ghost of the theater?
Yes.
Good. Oh,
I have a question.
No.
No? Yeah. Oh.
Sucks.
So you did 7 points of damage?
Yes, I did 7 points of damage to Blue.
Blue. Cool. All right.
Ethan had a question.
Nathan, what is your question?
So does it work the same way for us? Like we're not in combat yet until
no,
we go
no.
up.
No,
we
are definitely in combat now.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if it worked.
We are now combat.
Yeah, he just got a surprise round because he was the first one to go up to them, and now we're just all kind of.
He started.
Now you are.
He could walk as far as he wanted because he's starting the combat.
Yeah.
So, until he punched, there was not combat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. They thought everything was normal.
I'm going to.
They are all officially on guard. It is in Baldur's Gate where all of a sudden there's this sort of sound and they all show up and
yeah.
Can I see the guard from here and like shoot down at them?
Yeah, be able to do that. You have the high ground.
You do have
the high ground.
Does that give advantage or did that just
that would give
I have
advantage
high ground.
For like sneak attack, I think.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
I don't think it's an actual rule.
It's in Baldur's Gate.
It's
in Baldur's Gate because there's actual because the Baldur's Gate does the terrain math for you.
Yeah.
That's so fair.
No idea how that works.
Okay, so I'm going to I'm gonna try and hit this guy with my hand crossbow.
Okay.
God.
Is he gonna smack him with it?
Wait, is it?
He's shooting.
Is that a 9?
Oh. That's a stupid dice to try to tell. Sorry.
That's a really bad die, yeah.
That is hard. That is so
hold
hard
on,
to
see,
tell.
Let me see what the other one is.
Hold on.
I can't. It's a 9. It's a 9. Because the other one
okay.
Was,
that's who I want to do.
Oh my god.
That's a 15.
15?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. Anything else?
You
need a 16 or a pop to hit him. Mm-hmm.
Can I, like, dash as a bonus action?
Are
you a rogue?
No. I wasn't sure how it worked.
Yeah, so, no, you're fine.
No, you can dash into bonus action only if you're a rogue.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a special ability that lets you tap in bonus action.
Yeah, so we'll say
or I think
you go to fire off the cross though. Who are you aiming at? You're aiming at the blue guy again?
This guy.
Yeah. I imagine that because this is all happening in the span of 6 seconds, Gunnar has punched him out of the way of your fireball.
That's true.
So you aim and it thumps above red guy's head in the
and
door.
And Gunnar just looks at me like, bro, really?
Is Gunnar conscious enough for that?
I don't know.
What's stolen my kill?
All right, Constantine, what are you doing?
Oh, gosh. That's Gunnar, that's Vigo.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
You took yellow, no purple.
You do
purple.
Also have 30 tieflings with you.
Yeah.
Down here.
They are
down in the dungeon. They're waiting kind of near the dungeon.
Yeah.
I guess Constantine. What do we get, guys? What are we going to do? What are we doing?
I'm not the tactician. I guess I'm tactical.
Do we want to try to leave? I want to try to leave.
I think that's what we're trying to do. We're getting rid of the guards to get out.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's my assumption.
Correct.
There's only 5 guards.
Six.
There isn't 5 guards, there's 6.
Constantine is going to... What is back here? So this is
the top of a staircase.
And this is
a staircase.
This is the foyer?
Yeah.
Okay. So where Zoe is, where like the front door is.
What do you mean?
What? Zoe's over
Zoe
here.
Zoe in person.
No,
yes.
Zoe the human.
Yes.
Zoe the human. Zoe, not Ian.
Yes. He said my government name, not Ian's government name.
Zoanna okay.
Wait, no, I love that. Please make awful nicknames for me.
Zozef.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25.
That's an actual nickname.
30.
Zozef's Bizarre Adventure.
Zozef's Bizarre Adventure.
Zozana. And then he is going to cast.
That's just the ship name.
Bell Broken Macy.
He's going to cast guidance on. Do I need to touch someone for guidance?
Yes.
Okay. 30, 25, 30.
You can also move diagonally.
All right. I'll give guidance to Zigo.
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 That's the version of me. Yes.
And the Zoeverse.
Into the Zoeverse.
So you get a D4 next time you.
Sweet.
You
I gotta figure out which one of the.
Hit that one.
That is this one. Okay.
They're cool looking dice, but they are hellish green.
I think I understand how the 6 and the 9 work now.
How do the 6
what
and the 9
6
work?
What does the 6 look like?
The 6 kind of follows the one above it. So it's 18, 6, and then 20. So see how it.
Okay. Who's right. next? Tali.
Yeah. I'm gonna.
Are you doing anything else with your turn? I'm so sorry. Constantine. You just
I moved and I acted, yeah.
Cool. Alright, Dolly, what are you doing?
Can someone set me up next to Vigo?
On what side of him?
He's orange.
The closer one.
He's yellow.
Behind?
That's orange. No, next to.
Just next to you.
There we go. I'm gonna firebolt the blue guy.
Sick. Dang it, that is a bonus action.
That's a unnatural.
What is a bonus action?
Just blood curse. It's too loud.
Unnatural 20.
Unnatural 20? Okay. That
is 10 points of damage, max damage as well.
Sick, let's go. You hit what, blue guy again?
Yes.
Yeah, blue guy is
pissed.
I see. Yeah, I'm gonna say you fire off a fireball and you catch him in the side of your head and you see that like melted, you're right next to him, you see that there's like a gash in the side of his forehead and it's just like a trail of melted metal.
Oh, that's sick.
In the side of his face. Oh, it's been carved out.
Gunner just cocks his head.
What's happening?
Huh. All right, that means it's Blue Guy's turn now. Oh. Come on, guys. Gunner, you see that the guard's head kind of snaps back.
Oh.
He gets hit with the. Like, it snaps way farther than any human head should be able to go. And then he turns back around to face you, incredibly mechanically, as you see, like, a chunk of his head is gone, and it's smoldering with, like molten metal. And he is going to... What is he going to do? He is going to, unsheath a rapier that's on his side. And you watch as he like whips it around and flicks it, and it crackles with like frisbee.
A stun baton.
Yeah. All right. He's going to roll a hit. What's your AC? It misses. He goes to swing.
He tried to aura farm.
He took too long aura farming that you managed to duck out of the way.
Only the Amish can aura farm.
He does.
What do you mean?
He's aura.
Yeah, he's gonna try again. So he goes to swing. He wants to duck out of the way. What did you say?
Bro, they get two attacks. We don't even get that till level 5.
Yep.
I'm the only one that has two attacks right now.
Sort of.
Yeah.
Sort of.
So, yeah, he does hit you this time. So that's going to be for 7 damage.
That's almost all my HP. This guy's hit hard.
Then you need to move.
Does necrotic damage
have
machine
arms?
Yeah.
I have
healing. 11 hit points.
I have cure wounds.
I only have 9.
I have cure wounds.
I'm 11
right now.
Hello,
I am the cleric. I have cure wounds.
I don't think so, no.
Thank God. You're gonna need it. I am the cleric.
I also have inflict wounds.
I was not expecting to
get inflict. So that's that guard's turn. Gunner, now it's your official turn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hit him back.
Kill him.
Eat him.
Yeah.
Kill that guy for me.
Punch him again.
You mean hit him with a sword again?
Yeah, hit him with a sword again, and then try to hit him. No, that doesn't hit.
You're a monk, right?
Yeah.
I'm imagining...
Don't you get two attacks in one action?
Because you're saying I hit him with the sword. No. I'm imagining you just hold the sword for like additional weight. If you're still punching him.
Hitting him in the pommel.
Yeah.
Pommel strike.
Use an attack action when on a run. Oh, I can make another one, so I can.
Yeah.
That one's gonna hit. That's 21.
21 to hit?
21 to hit.
21.
That hits.
Of course, it's my weaker
dice. Yeah.
But that is another 7 damage.
Oh,
yo!
Let's go!
Mm-hmm.
So that's 14.
And then I can't disengage and run away. I'll take an attack of opportunity at this point.
Alright, the next guard is going to be the red one over by the door.
Mm-hmm.
He is going to move down. He's going to move.
There's a pointer.
I do have the laser pointer. So he's going to move.
Careful, Jonathan.
Watch out, Jonathan.
It's like up there.
So the 1, 2,
oh, yeah.
3. 4, 5, 6. I want him generally in here. Yes. He's gonna unnotch a crossbow. And he's gonna aim it up toward Vigo.
Uh-oh.
I'm gonna duck behind the railing.
I don't think that
you do?
Guidance
does the railing count as half cover?
It might.
Yeah.
I think
well,
that does count as disadvantage.
Does half cover imply that they can't see
I think it
or
just,
that they can't
aim? They can't aim at you.
I think it just...
The railing would make it harder to aim at him.
Yeah.
Doesn't half cover just increase my AC a little bit temporarily? So
something
like that. It's like
oh yeah,
two.
A target with half cover has +2 bonus to AC and dexterity saving throw.
Oh,
so
that'd be
take that
nice.
Into account.
That'd be 18.
Sick.
Okay.
So the high ground is actually very useful in this case.
Yeah.
If you have cover right now, yeah. So the first he shoots off one arrow and it you've managed to like duck more behind the railing and it whizzes. After your head.
Golly.
He notches another one and it also misses you. It goes straight over your head.
Maybe I'll just stay up here.
Yeah, that was my plan.
That's what I'm thinking.
Just keep shooting. All right. That is Red Guy's turn. Iandy, it's your turn.
Can I?
Do you have any other melee characters other than you? I guess.
I can melee.
Nathan kind of counts.
I can melee.
True.
Can I jump off of, like, can I jump down, like go over the barricade, like, banister and then jump down onto the first floor, or?
I want you to make an acrobatics check to do that.
Okay.
It's like a good 10.
Okay. I mean, I'm 8 of those. Ah! You know what? What was it?
14. Acrobatics.
Acrobatics is 18.
Not bad.
That's an 18?
Wow. Yeah.
You do a flip.
I am 8 feet tall, hypothetically.
Holy cow.
You are...
That actually doesn't make it easier to...
you can just drop. You can just drop off the edge.
Just slide
you
off.
You still fall 10 feet no matter
no,
what.
No, yeah.
You take 1 point of damage.
Oh,
but
no.
You are not prone.
Okay.
So you hit hard, because you're hefty.
I'm hefty. I'm a big fool.
So you take one...
the island tilts a little bit.
Alright, so with that, I'm assuming that was all my movement because I just jumped up.
Might have been your action.
I would probably say that counts as like 10 feet of movement.
Okay.
Yeah, because if people
would
be like climbing, right? And
yeah.
Climbing is like, if you don't have like climb
what
speed,
is falling
like
if not inverse climbing?
True. So that's like. I'm gonna stay back here that way for my bow. For my bow and arrow, it'll be a bit better.
Jumping.
So this guy is not looking great. This one just tried to shoot at Vigo. Mm-hmm.
The orange one hasn't had a turn yet.
That one has been hit for like 14 HP.
So more than that, it's more 24.
Yeah, 24. These guys are beefier than I thought they'd be.
Yeah. I'm gonna try to shoot the one with Gunner right now just to try to help him out with my longbow. 19.
19 does hit. Yeah.
Okay, so that's gonna be a D8 plus it's plus Dex for long, like
yes.
Yeah, for range.
Okay.
For range.
Would that be proficiencies as well?
You wouldn't add your proficiencies.
Just my plus 4,
which
okay.
isn't bad at all.
That is 10 points of damage to him.
All right.
Well, Jonathan hit this guy too. How much damage do you do?
So that's 24, I said.
Yeah.
So that's now 34.
Whew.
All right.
These guys are like, oh my god, dude.
Figure out what you're gonna do, guys.
I might just run.
Aim your priorities. All right. So after Ianni, there is another guard, the yellow guy over there.
Yellow guy.
Yeah. Guy
yeah.
Is move
just how many spaces in what direction?
6 towards Gunner. He's gonna unnotch a crossbow from behind him and aim it at Gunner.
These guys just walk around packing.
I mean, yeah, they're guards.
They're guards.
I mean, so do we.
They big beefy boys.
Yeah, guards for all the things that are gonna show up on a floating island.
We did.
Birds.
We yeah, were summoned.
Guards. For us.
Alright.
What does he even need the dust for? He's got an army.
he notches an arrow, fires it, and it smacks into the like the you know the bottom of the stairs with the bigger pillar?
Yeah.
It notches into the pillar right next to you.
Do you have the cool bump thing with arrows yet?
No.
Oh man.
So reflect missiles, yeah.
I've done that once.
Yeah,
twice.
And he fires off another one, and it whizzes right in between you and the guard in front of you, but hits the wall behind you. Scary.
I don't get that until level 3.
Nobody makes it Lickness' turn.
Yay. Lickness!
Okay, I'm going to use 15 feet of my movement to go here.
Beautiful.
And then I am going to fire my light crossbow at the blue guy.
Yep.
And that will be...
Oh!
23 to hit.
Probably hits!
And that will be... 6 damage.
You fire your light crossbow at the blue guy, and he manages to turn at just the time and sees it coming, and you manage to fire your bolt through his eye socket. And you see as it sparks a little bit as he twitches and then falls to the ground.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to use my remaining 15 feet of movement to go from.
To hide.
Oh,
yeah.
Over the
to
edge.
Go behind.
That's a,
yeah.
Good, oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Because that takes half of your movement to go prone or become unprone.
Yeah.
Does it take movement to go prone?
I don't think so.
I don't think it does.
Go prone.
He's hiding. So he's behind the railing. Cover now.
Yeah. Which technically you might even be able to shoot out between.
Which
the
technically
yeah.
I might already be short enough for it to be full cover.
you only said you're 5 feet, right?
Yeah.
You're
no, it's probably not.
You're not.
Oh,
not full
cover.
But it is. It is if I go prone.
Yeah.
Okay, that puts us at another guard. That's going to be the green one over there. He's going to stay by his position by the door, and he sees that you've taken down one of his buddies, and he's going to fire up at Lickness.
Okay, well, he's got disadvantage on it, and I have plus 2
AC. Total cover,
you
can't be targeted.
Oh,
I'm not assuming necessarily that I have total cover.
He arcs the arrow, so it's
covered. Is the banner solid, or...
No, it has railing,
Let's
so it would still be half cover.
It'd still be half cover, but that means I still have plus 2, and
yeah.
Yeah,
that's
plus
5 bonus to AC and
plus 5 bonus to AC. Yeah, that's
fair. For what, full cover?
For third, 3 quarters.
3 quarters.
Oh, 3 quarters. Plus 5.
Yeah, does it get
so
you?
That brings your AC.
I already said he was going to fire at you, so yeah.
Well, my other question is, can he shoot that far? How long is your...
Oh,
probably,
yeah, he
probably
could,
yeah.
Just with
yeah.
disadvantage, maybe?
If he has a crossbow, it's going to be more than 80 feet, because my light crossbow is 80.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
If he has
I
a
just don't know
like
the actual
father,
number of how
longbow.
Far apart this thing is.
That's a 16 and a 13. I imagine that in this.
No, that
yeah.
doesn't.
Happen. Yeah. He fires off two quick succession, and they thump right into the two banisters on either side of your hand. But neither of them hit you.
Okay, so
85,
probably. Yeah.
So now it's August's turn.
Hello.
Gunned. Here, just fired
yeah.
at him over this banister.
It's a good strat.
Yeah, it is.
I'm going to try
it's very strategic.
Red guy with my gun.
This is what the map enables us to do.
Despite not being the one named Gunner, August pulls out a gun.
Is this
August
gun...
uses a gun. What is the range on your gun?
Who are you shooting at?
She
said
red.
Red, okay.
Range is 41-20.
So 40
so
without disadvantage, 120 with disadvantage.
Yeah.
She should be within 40.
Is
this
legit?
Yeah.
One,
two,
yeah.
One, three,
17
to hit.
No, this is
40. 30. Okay, because I was imagining.
This is 40.
So you would have disadvantage?
Yeah, you would have disadvantage.
I've had this idea in my head.
17 still.
Okay, so.
Yeah, that hits.
Oh wait,
that's
plus
your
one.
Decks.
Plus
yeah.
your decks.
Five.
Wow.
Gotta get started. We gotta get to 40 somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we gotta get them up to like 25 to 30 is what it was.
I think it was 40. 40 is what we got to. Yeah, because we were at 34 and then he hit him for 6, so 40.
Mm. I had this idea in my head. Because your character's a warrior.
I have 10 health.
Yeah.
I had this idea in my head.
I have 9.
The,
I started.
War, it's wait, warlock, but the spell slots represent.
Okay, that means that the next two guards are next are orange and pink. The orange one is going to go first. He's going to shoot him at August with his crossbows.
Are you prone?
No.
I don't think you did, no.
Unfortunate.
So you still have half cover, so you get a plus two.
Okay,
yes.
Plus two.
Your AC.
Your AC is insane.
One of them is a 19.
Up there? Yeah.
Oh. This is crazy.
With the plus five? Yeah.
So what is
full? I don't know.
Plus 8
shield?
I think you just can't get hit.
Oh, you want to
Hell's Rebuke.
Yeah!
But you do get hit. So
yeah.
That's,
yeah.
Yeah. How much damage is that?
So one crossbow hits into the railing right in front of you, and the other one notches into your shoulder and kind of like whiplash for a moment as your like shoulder seizes up with the electrical charge coming off of the arrow.
Ouchies.
Ooh. Yeah. That's 7 points of damage.
As a reaction, I take my being damaged, range 60 feet. I point my finger, and the creature that damaged me is momentarily surrounded by hellish flames. The creature must make a dexterity saving throw and takes 2d10 fire damage on a failed save or half as much damage on a successful one.
Yeah. Okay, so what's the
I don't think I realized you were a warlock a little bit.
Spell.
Yep.
I thought you were a fighter gunner.
I don't think anybody realized, and that spell was fun, you know?
What's the save?
It'd be 8 plus your proficiency plus whatever you use to spellcast modifier.
14!
There we go.
14!
That sounds completely
right. It fails!
So
yay!
Yeah, here. No, wait, take my kid.
Too late.
No.
I was ready.
10 points to orange. Fantastic. Yeah, you see for a moment as like you manage to like with an arm that's like having muscle spasms, you point at the orange. He's not orange, but that guy. And you see that he looks like he is just engulfed in dragon's breath for a moment. As all of a sudden it dissipates almost as instantaneously it has arrived, and you see that all of his, like, whatever semblance of humanity, like a uniform or anything, has just melted off of him. You just see, like, the mechanical endoskeleton of it's, like, bronze and oily, and it's just dripping everywhere, and it's kind of just, like, frozen.
All right, Vigo, do heat metal.
Wait.
Vigo, heat is metal.
You're gonna like demonic.
I do think it's the pink.
Demonic Amos is
crazy.
It's
Pink's turn, I believe.
Yeah, and then Pink is gonna move forward 30 feet.
that's like the railing right there.
Macy learned her lesson. She was like, these are guys cannot have heat metal before we fight the robot people.
He's probably within range to shoot Gunner.
No.
I mean, he should be.
Yeah, if he's within, yeah, he's within 80.
I'm within 80.
No.
Gunner might go down.
I'm gonna go down.
Oh, one of those was a nat 20. The other one missed, but that doesn't mean double damage.
Gunner
double
dies.
Double damage, that's what we're going with.
Oh, what have we been...
Advantage.
Oh, advantage?
Well, yeah, Jonathan was doing advantage.
But you can melee do you can do double can do. Damage.
I mean, that's or what I'm saying. How do you want to establish
fun.
This?
I like, it's well, fun see, to roll usually, clacks.
No, that's fair, but I've also just been using the standard number that it gives me in the thing, and so...
Sorry.
I was just going to go double damage so that I can continue.
Yeah.
Gave me. That's 14 points of damage.
He's down. Oh, wait, is that...
No,
it's not double.
I have 3 health points.
Yes. So, yeah, you one of them misses and the other one thumps right into your side as you sort of spasm and fall to the ground. Yeah, so Gunner is down. Which means that Vigo, it's your turn. What are you going to do?
I can't run over there and attack one of them. I just have to crossbow for now. I will move a little bit though.
You can still run towards them.
I want to stay behind cover while I shoot. So I'm going to stay right there. Which one was the one that we damaged?
We damaged orange and red.
Yeah, we've damaged these two.
Okay. I'm going to shoot red. Shoot mm-hmm. or shoot past red. 17.
17?
Yeah.
Yeah, that hits.
Cool.
For red, yeah.
Yes.
Constantine, are you purple?
Because it was one of your total.
You'll be able to get down there to kill him quicker than I can.
Yeah. Well, because.
Especially because I have to spend half my movement on.
Never mind.
Yeah.
Getting up front.
But also, I'm like. That's over my maximum below. Zero.
Wait. That's the wrong thing.
That, we're
there's,
just...
There's like the massive damage rule or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Like, I think it's an automatic fail save.
Okay.
5.
Yeah.
5 points.
5 points of damage?
Yeah.
Cool.
Wait, is this not the
D4? I'm at negative 11.
No, I'm rolling for it. I already hit.
Oh, so
I
didn't
it's not jump through.
Yeah, you can hold on to that.
No, I know. But I'm like, that's how far down it went.
Constantine!
Okay. He's gonna see Gunner go down. He's like, oh no!
This is my fault.
Yeah, if you dash, you can get there.
Shall I dash to try to save him? If y'all can cover me.
Can you do anything?
Suggest
else?
It. We're gonna
not
keep...
this turn, but I have to touch him to cure wounds him.
What about bonus action? Do you have anything you can
do? No, I only have like 2 cantrips and a spell.
Oh.
And that spell is Cure Wounds.
Gotcha.
And we're gonna keep pot-shotting them.
Yeah,
so they should be pretty distracted.
Okay. Oh, he's gonna dash.
One hit could take me down.
Oh dear, oh dear.
They fly now.
Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear, oh dear, oh dear.
If they seem to only be doing 7, I think she's doing static damage.
7?
Right. Well, I got 8.
So.
I only got 8 points of health. So, y'all better freaking attack.
Wait,
okay,
what are you?
Tully, it's your turn.
Artificer.
Alright. You're just a little baby.
I'm gonna shoot red with firebolt. That's a 22 to hit.
Oh,
or actually, 24 to hit.
Yep, that hits.
Let's do it. 8 points of fire damage.
8 points of fire damage.
To who?
The red.
To red, sorry.
Red.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't hear.
And then ooh. I am going to duck behind the banister.
Yeah. Is that another firebolt?
Yes.
Yeah. I imagine that you fire it off, and it goes straight through his chest, so he just looks like there's a smoldering hole.
General Grievous. Yep, got it.
Yep. Yeah. In the middle of his chest, but he's still moving. He's still up. All right. Gunnar. While you're rolling me a death saving throw, which you already have a failed one, give us a... What is going through your mind because you're unconscious? Give us a memory.
Oh!
Doing that. This is, that, wow.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, mid-fight, I'm probably thinking about one of the hunts I went on with Vigo.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Vigo accidentally shot you that one time.
Said something about old Yeller.
We used to have a dog.
Said something about Mouse and Ben. Mice and Ben.
Yeah, I'm probably just thinking about one of the hunts I went on with Vigo in early mercenary days.
Yep. Very cool.
Alright.
So, did you fail or
succeed
that
taking care?
Just
tucked it.
Okay, sorry. Alright, so you're at 1 success, 1 failure. That puts us at the red guy. Red guy is going.
It'd be better just to
heal.
Every
time. Yep. Red guy is going to fire up at he's gonna see Constantine right. Coming down, and he's gonna try and fire at Constantine.
Okay.
Ooh.
Oh, I think you died.
No, you're fine.
No, no,
you
no,
can
no.
Do it,
no, he's fine.
He's fine.
He's fine.
They have been rolling really poorly.
This will not be a TV show.
Luck is not something to be.
They did roll poorly this time.
Silver
yeah,
barbs.
That's
a, what?
You don't have.
I don't have silver barbs.
Barbs.
Dang it.
Yeah, that's a. Unnatural 20 and a 21.
Yeah, that is. He's down.
Ooh.
Yeah. Call it one, how much damage?
14.
14
is down.
It's not enough to.
It's also an automatic failed saving throw as well.
For what?
How much is your total HP?
He's at 8.
He almost.
Oh, because. Almost yeah, helped. Okay. No, you're good then.
Yeah, you're good.
That was
yeah.
So.
So yeah.
Jesus.
We do not have an automatic fail saving throw.
Yeah, just getting shot.
He's just sliding
shot,
down the stairs.
Shot in the stomach.
He's like, yeah, that makes it Ayumi's turn. What's she doing?
Oh my god, already?
Yep.
Yeah, because Gunner's dear lord.
I can't do it.
Fire at the red one to hope it does something. God, please. That's an unnatural 20.
Yep, that hits.
Okay. That is. Hits it for 5.
Yep.
Cool.
Gunner's gonna die on session 3.
No!
No,
please don't
he's
say
not.
That.
I can't do anything, I don't think.
This is crazy. I don't have anything that can help you.
I say, can I move like closer to like over here?
I throw gold.
Yeah.
Please stop.
I bribe them.
Yeah, I'm gonna
yeah.
Try to move closer to the banister, and that's it.
That puts us at another guard. That one is.
That's a lot of teeth.
Can we get the teeth unarmed combatants to
just yeah, I think that they would just
us.
Die.
Yeah.
Yeah. They probably have like 5 HP. So do we, but.
Commoners have like 1d4 or something.
Yeah, 6.
Yeah, the yellow one is going to move forward straight another 30 feet.
Upward or?
Just
sideways.
20,
25, 30. He's going to try and shoot up top. Because I think that you're pretty much behind cover from that angle.
Yeah.
So.
I'm only halfway, just so you know, I didn't.
Yeah.
This is 10 feet up, and that's halfway of the stairs, and that's then the stairs would be like 5 feet up halfway up. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So, yeah, like half cover?
Yeah.
Probably?
Yeah, still. It's gonna, the yellow one's gonna fire at August. So.
Cross your fingers, guys.
Yes,
man, I'm dead.
Oh, God.
Down.
Can we get a game over session 3?
It looks like it.
So, one of them is a 14.
Did you kill one of these guys
that
with
hits.
A cantrip the first time you met them?
I just, no, I didn't kill him.
You
I
didn't
just
kill
him,
you just incapacitated enough in order to leave. Yeah, I hit you twice.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 14 points of damage.
Yep, I'm down.
Yeah.
Wow.
god.
But it's not more than her HP max.
Nope. Okay. I'm gonna say, with us being halfway through the round, you hear a commotion coming from the other top of the top stairwell.
It
actually just gets worse, guys. Don't worry.
Yeah. More guards.
There are two more guards, but they're in the process of chasing all 30 tieflings out of the dungeon.
Oh.
So they are also...
Add to the chaos.
Yeah, each one of those represents 10 tieflings. And so now the tieflings are officially entered the chat. So yeah, you hear across the walkway just the rumbling of people upstairs as all of a sudden a flood of tieflings comes out into this top area. And they're like, the guards, they escaped the room downstairs! As they start flooding the top of this banister. And you can see that there are two more guards kind of behind them, brandishing swords that are trying to, like, kind of pick off some of the slower ones as they're chasing them upstairs.
Great.
Lightness, it's your turn!
Hey guys, I think we might have picked a fight we can't win.
No,
we'll be fine, don't worry.
So August is down?
August is down, Constantine's down, okay. Gunner is down.
I'm gonna go unprone, go here, and heal August with cure wounds. You get, this is my first time rolling cure wounds, maybe ever.
Something's better than nothing.
Pick him up.
Four.
Because now I know your race, and that's got a lot of
There's
questions.
Actually
no, that's fine. I'll be revealed anyway if I'm being totally considering our circumstances.
You get four health.
I'm awake.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'm up.
You doing anything else?
That's my action.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I'll go back prone.
Guy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. You just see a tiny little likeness popping up.
Whack-a-mole.
I was going to say whack-a-mole.
All right. Yeah, that puts it at Green Guy's turn. Green Guy.
I forgot
who's
there. I can't see.
Yep.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Green Guy is going to move 60 feet forward. He's going to try and aim at Vigo.
60?
Well, not 60, 30. I'm sorry.
That'd be like an invasion.
I meant six spaces, and that's what I was thinking.
30.
Yeah, he's going to fire up at Vigo.
I like how they're gathering around the corpses. Or the down people.
They're puppy guarding, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Those are both 14.
18.
Oh, yeah,
that's
they miss.
The rules, they can't puppy guard.
Yeah, no puppy guarding.
No puppy guarding.
Hey, man.
That's a throwback.
Yeah, they both miss. He fires them off at you, and one of them, like, shatters the banister next to you. And then the other one hits and plunks over your head. So yeah, that's that guard's turn. Now it's August. It's your turn.
Hello.
What you doing, buddy?
I'm going to use my bonus action to shift.
Yeah.
Okay, describe everyone what this looks like.
So you are still a shifter.
Yeah, but it's different. Because as I shift, instead of what you might be expecting as a regular animal, my skin, not completely, but it starts to be like dappled with like white dragon scales.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
And my eyes kind of turn into like a poor dragon appearance. And then
his mom was like, oh my god, you're like Donkey from Shrek! Your mom's a dragon!
You were born out of an egg!
You were born out of an egg! You were hatched!
This is a little more complicated than that, but yeah. So then I get 1d6 extra hit points and plus one of my AC.
It's your dad thing, drink something for dragons before you.
Yeah, something like that. That's not it at all, but you know what, I love you.
He injected himself.
Huh?
I don't know. Maybe he did some turkey basting, I don't know.
Now I have 8 points of health instead of 4. Which hopefully
so
will be
sick.
Helpful. And then with...
That's surviving one hit.
I know. With increased all that, I'm going to... Oh, shoot.
Dang, I really am
Me?
The least
no.
interesting
person
on this table.
I'll, like, pop up to shoot yellow.
Yeah!
And
then I will follow if it's asleep. Okay, that hits. That's 19. That's
17. 17
to hit.
17
to hit, yeah, that hits.
No,
18
to hit.
I know
how
to do math.
No, you don't.
That's true.
So, originally August was a bear shifter.
That's really funny. 8 points of damage. And then, I sink down below as best as I can.
Yeah.
Do you get, like, a lizard pop?
Why does that matter? Not something I've thought about, honestly.
Lizard. That was genuine curiosity. That was just Zoe being like, "Yo, are you like a skink?"
Yeah. So that is August's turn. It is now Orange and Pink's turn.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Orange is you've ducked down. I think the orange guy is just gonna see that you've turned into Dragon Man and just immediately just be like, ah! Why are you? Fire at you! Three force coming down, so you get a 5 plus to your AC.
Okay. Wait, hold on, I can do math. Okay, my AC is 20.
Oh, this one's missed. So yeah, they thunk into the banisters next to you. They like explode one of them. Making a hole in the banister, but otherwise it does not hit you. You can shatter the splinters. So, as we all know, the Dragons are immune to splinters.
Yeah.
The pink one is going to see the tieflings escaping, and he's going to aim up at them.
Gnar.
Where's the Oracle in all this?
Probably gonna try to his office.
This is all happened in the past 12
seconds.
Can you
imagine this being in the office all of a sudden? What's that noise?
Yeah. It hits, it fires twice and it hits two of the tieflings that just kind of fall flat.
Oh no.
That's worth 10 tieflings.
That's worth 10. We're down to 8 with that one.
Yeah.
Kind of slightly tilted.
The two of them just absolutely just face plant into the carpet.
Oh.
Which brings us, we're gonna say that the tieflings are trying to leave the building.
Yeah.
The tieflings are going to all move. They're all dashing. So they're 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
They're all dashing,
right? 9, 10.
I didn't know they were all attractive.
The throne.
Yeah.
Oh my god, yes.
These guys are also just dashing after them. They're not focused on you, they're focused on the tieflings, but they are encroaching upon you.
They're the roaches.
Alright. Vigo, now it's your turn. What you gonna do?
Shoot red.
Shoot red.
22.
A hit.
Not again, dude. 5. 5.
Gnar.
Yeah, we're so weak.
Alright. I want to give you advice, but I don't know if that is my place as the DM right now. I will let you ask for it if you want it, though. Constantine, it's your turn.
I need to reroll it. That was a D4, not a D6.
Oh, sorry.
Who is that addressed to? Who's that addressed to?
That is 7. Macy addressed to all of the players.
I think that I suspect that the advice is run.
He did.
Yeah.
What did you do?
7.
7.
So 2 extra.
Yeah.
I mean, I was trying to just basically distract us. Deeply get out.
That's
cool.
Okay.
Now we run, but y'all.
I will say that there are those down at the banister, but the door is unguarded. There's nobody by the door anymore.
10.
10 to hit.
I'm down.
Oh,
10 to that's a success.
Beats it. Beats it.
Constantine, give us a memory while you're unconscious. What do you think about if you drift off into the abyss?
He thinks about the sword training session. Session he had when he was a wee lad with his father and older brother.
Mm-hmm.
His older brother was much more of the fighter, and you know, was like. kicking his ass, and it's like, his dad is like, Constantine, get up.
Oh.
Yep. Alright, so you have one successful saving throw.
Yay!
That brings us over to Tali. What are you up to?
I mean, I know the door is kind of open, but we also need to try to
get
keep
them.
Yeah, we need to get the tieflings out. So.
Yeah.
I'm more worried about them.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, obviously, I mean, I'm worried about
August
everybody.
August and I might have a plan for that.
Maybe split half and half. Half of you try to save the tieflings. Half.
Connie, how much do you weigh?
I'm probably like a 5'10" or 5'8" adult male, so maybe somewhere between anywhere from 150
but
to 200.
Too,
maybe.
Right? Or elf wider.
Yeah, you're
true,
probably
so
on
probably
the
like one.
Side.
So I'm probably. I mean, I'm.
You would be on the 150 side of 150 to 200.
I can probably carry you.
5'10" elf. That's like.
You'd be pretty linky.
I mean, that's 150 is how much I weigh right now, and I'm 6 foot.
I mean, that's
am I particularly
right.
Lanky?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I hate to tell you, Nick.
I mean,
yeah, I'm the one to tell you.
I don't know. I guess this is so weird to hear because I know it's like, oh, I got. I don't know.
How bad
I'm
okay.
I'll probably just kill Red.
But yeah, I can carry you.
Or at least try to. Just to get
believe it or not.
I believe I can carry someone too if I can get to him.
If that hits.
8.
So close.
I figure
Annie's
probably going to have
Gunner. Red is like
on death's door.
What
do
you hit him with?
Firebolt. Still.
Firebolt? You hit him with Firebolt. You've managed to like hit one of the knee sockets and his like absolutely just blasted off one of his legs. And so he's hobbling around. He is on his last leg.
Yeah.
But he's still up.
I'll duck back down.
Cool. Alright, Gunnar.
So close. It's
19. Wait, hold on. I have something that I could have been using this entire half of my time.
What are you thinking of as you're
drifting
off into
unconsciousness?
Oh. I'm thinking about the time I was training in the mercenary guild.
Sorry.
Getting knocked down and back up again.
I get knocked down.
There's some lager drink. You see, drink some cider.
And suddenly, he starts hearing music in the background.
Yep. All right. That's going to be Red. Red is going to try and fire at Annie.
Ah! I'm just a girl.
I'm just a girl.
I'm
just a girl in the village doing all right.
True.
Oh, dang.
I have much. Fudge. I have my shield up, but I guess it doesn't matter.
Oh no.
That's 14 points of damage. The other one misses though, so.
Hey man!
She's down.
Okay.
That's from Ricky Bucket.
Huh?
How strong are you?
How not 3 people strong.
This isn't
I have
18
strength.
I think you're just gonna save the tieflings and go.
I think I'm gonna run back where we came from.
Anybody have a bomb?
I wish.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Nicole gets some eventually.
True.
I've got a telescope.
Maybe
run up to the
North
Pole and like tell
him
to.
I am
gonna
roll me
a death
saving throw.
Yeah, I have to do that. I was trying to get up a stretch because my legs hurt.
One failed saving throw.
Maybe she will die, guys. She probably just remembers this, smelling the smoke and seeing the barn on fire as she's running away in the middle of the night. Shut up.
Oh, that does seem eerily familiar. It's different, but yes.
It's different circumstances.
Okay.
I'm getting a drink because I need something.
Will you give me more water and also a Coke Zero?
Yeah!
Nice. That makes it Yellow Guy's turn. Yellow Guy is going to try and fire up Vigo again.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Gunna.
Hello.
Gosh, now they're rolling well.
That's an 18 and a 19.
Okay, 2 hits.
Yeah, that's 14 points of damage.
I'm down.
Yeah.
Are
they
gonna
How many people do we still have up?
Three. We don't have enough to carry the rest of the people, I don't think.
Yeah, well, hold on. We're going to get to something. We can survive the because rest we of the have
friend.
To.
I think he's going to save the tieflings.
Yeah. We're creating a distraction so the tieflings can get out.
Self-sacrifice.
So, yeah, that was that guard. Lickness, it's your turn. What are you doing?
Seeing that my travel companion has now turned into a dragon.
Yeah.
I'm going to stagger backwards and take the dash action, and I'm going to run
2, 3, 4, 5,
getting up from prone 6, 7, 8, 9.
That was so far.
We have 9 minutes.
He's still there.
Mm-hmm. Are you doing anything else?
That is my action. That's all I got.
Okay.
Cool. We probably should do that.
That works.
You have a weird growth.
You got ticks.
I do have several weird growths.
A mutated growth.
Yes.
Not yet.
What?
I don't get mutated.
All right. That is.
What turn?
That is a green guard's turn.
Who all's down?
All of us.
Who isn't down at the back? Okay. Yeah. Who's all still up?
I'm not down.
Lickness, August, and Tali are the only ones up right now.
Jesus.
Let's see. Green is probably gonna try and fire up at Tali.
Good luck.
I hope so. I don't know
if you get good luck, but you
if it's
try.
A natural 20, does it just hit no matter what?
Yeah.
One of them is a nat 20.
Oh what? Get rid of that!
Nat 20 is do hit no matter
nat
what.
Nat 20 is, even if you're we're behind. Doing double damage, it's
14. No, a total of like what to hit.
Oh.
Well, natural 20 always 23. Hits.
23.
That's stupid.
It's not stupid.
It is stupid.
It's not stupid.
It is.
It's not. It's called bounded accuracy. It was introduced because 3.5 sucked.
Alright. That was the one after Lickness. So, August, it's your turn. What are you doing?
Do you want to try and
smart? Just run.
I don't know if I can. I don't think I can get all the way down there to run.
Nobody which can. One are you? That's why it was never
I'm
worth it to run.
Orange. Orange.
Go back that way.
Sure. Yeah, grab the Oracle.
The Oracle is that. Which way is the Oracle?
This way.
Why did we come from that way then?
Because we were up and well.
Upstairs.
He's further up.
Well, yeah, but didn't y'all go downstairs?
I went downstairs. They went upstairs to grab you guys.
So we went out. He and I went up to the Oracle. Connie went down to the dungeons. And then we went together and we all went
down.
So we gotta go back up to get up to where the Oracle is. If I remember.
V. That's me. Where were all of these? They just moved.
I was there.
Just, yeah. Yeah, just stick them up. We'll remember.
This was, your name was Constantine, right?
Yeah, so C.
Constantine.
There are two A's, by the way.
And
Gunner.
Yeah, but thankfully the other A isn't down.
Yeah. That one would be AI.
Yeah.
Ugh. You know what? Let's just do
August,
A.
August, what
A.
are you doing here? August and Lickness up.
I'm going to
maybe my strength will as well.
Pop up, which I guess is half my movement. Eldritch Blast at red. Do you have just one or two?
I'm
on level one, so I don't have one. Huh?
I'm on level one.
So that.
I like the high stakes.
That's 18
yes,
to hit.
Yes, very good.
Hmm? 18 to hit for Eldritch Blast.
Yeah, that works. Which one are you hitting?
Red.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to be so honest with you, it doesn't matter.
Okay, good. 2 points of damage.
You hit Red with Eldritch Blast and it erupts into flame, melting into molten metal. Red is also down.
And then I'm gonna go back the way we came.
You're gonna go back up?
Yeah. I wanna go back up to where I'm going to go to the Oracle. Hopefully stay with friends.
Yep. Alright. Let's see. So that's August's turn. We've got two guards. I'm gonna say both of them are aiming at the tieflings now. orange is gonna go. It misses one and it hits another one. So the top one is, only has 9 tieflings now.
This one.
Yep.
9 and 8.
Yep. So there's a total of 27 tieflings left.
Yeah.
Ish. Yeah.
And then the other one hits 2 of them in the back group.
This.
Not that one.
This
that one.
One.
So
that
one's 6. 6, 9, and 10. The tieflings are in absolute chaos as they're getting picked off.
They going that way or this way?
They are. They're gonna stay frozen for a moment. Something else is about to happen.
Uh-oh.
Do I need to do a death roll or no?
We're not there yet.
Okay.
We're not at your turn yet. So you are all. The tieflings are running around in chaos. They are both in disturbed because of the other tieflings that are down and dead. Also, the fact that half the people that came to save them are also down. So they're kind of running around in this hallway trying to figure out what to do, getting picked off by the guards down at the bottom of the stairs. When all of a sudden, it is as if all of the lights in the foyer go out for a moment. And when they flick back on, the oracle is in the middle of the stairs.
Yeah.
Bitch.
So true, Queen.
You hear?
I hear it. I'm the only one conscious in this room.
Yeah, because I'm just one to find him.
Yeah, that's fair. Well, you and all of the tieflings that are
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm going to say August, from outside the room, you haven't gotten far enough away that you can't hear this. Like, you also see all of the lights flicker. And you hear bellowing as if through thaumaturgy, just a silence, as all of the mechanical men like pause mid motion, whatever they're doing. And all of the tieflings are kind of like cowering up against the wall. I'm gonna say that they do move. They're all,
whatever's left of them is just here.
The oracle is just kind of rubbing the bridge of his nose and goes, well, this is an absolute travesty. I'm just that everyone just do what I tell them to do, but no, they won't. And he snaps his fingers and everyone who's unconscious goes to full
health. Oh. God!
So with gasping breath,
scripted loss.
Huh?
Scripted loss. That's what he said.
Roaring knife.
Which is kind of what I figured when I'm like, oh, this guy nearly one-shot me.
Yeah, I was thinking that when we were fighting the robots and then more robots came in.
This was meant to be a stealth mission.
We're
not gonna stealth.
No.
We didn't even try stealth.
We didn't.
No.
Gunner lived up to his name.
I jumped the gun.
Jumped the gun.
The Oracle is I apologize for the behavior of the guards. I have a vested interest in keeping all of you alive. He looks over at the guards, who are cowering. And then he looks behind and he looks back at all of the tieflings that are cowering over the corner and he goes, oh, you're not supposed to be here. He snaps and they all disappear.
This guy sucks.
He goes, I apologize for the egregious misunderstanding. What are you all doing here?
We're up and conscious, right?
Yeah, you're up and conscious.
We're up.
You're all here.
We're good.
August, you've heard all of this.
What if you just go to attack him immediately?
I am not coming back into the room. I am listening outside the door stealthily because now I don't want him to know I'm around.
Cool.
Plans have changed.
Yeah, I have a feeling he might know where you are.
Probably, but it makes me feel better inside. So.
That's fair.
What are we doing? What are you doing with people in your basement?
He just goes, oh, complicated plans are in motion. That do not involve you.
You involve us still by inviting us and forcing us here. You have
pop off, King.
I know what you are doing.
He goes, you know what I am doing. What do you mean you know what I am doing? You cannot possibly understand
what was the
all
name,
of the things that I have been.
What was the name of the,
Septimagica.
So there's the Septimagica.
That's the seven of y'all. The Ecclesia Draconis is the ones that orchestrate and regulate all use of dragon technology.
Okay, so the Ecclesia Technology.
Ecclesia Draconis.
And then there is. Who was it that said that it's like not possible? Like what he was doing?
The Ecclesia Draconis.
Okay, so
it was the Ecclesia. No. There were some that were like people who would have been in your circle that were like.
Peer review said it was impossible. The Ecclesia Draconis said it was heretical.
Okay.
I'm saying that you would probably know that there are some more like occult colleges of magic down in Tanakh among the elves that were like, yeah, no, this isn't even possible. I don't know why.
I know what you are doing, and you know what you are doing is not possible and not allowed.
Not possible! I decide what is possible!
Do you think yourself higher than God?
He laughs maniacally. There is no God left that I have not killed. Unless you would like to join them, I would hope that we could all work together.
Jesus.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to think of what I would say is the problem.
I think we got on his bad side.
Yeah. I think we messed up.
Whoopsies. I think we have no choice.
So if you're such a god, then why do you need our help?
Every god needs disciples. You have to do something. I can't be everywhere.
But you can, can't you? You're all-knowing.
What do we get in return?
He goes, there's a difference, dear child, between all-knowing and all-present.
Lickness is going to write to him, have you killed Daythar?
He just is going to look, and he goes, who the heck is that?
Oh, perfect.
Do you really think yourself higher than the classical Draconica?
Ecclesia Draconis? The Ecclesia Draconis is so caught up in their own pursuits that they are blind to everything that happens outside of their ivory towers. They could care less about what I'm doing. Perhaps they might even praise me.
Gunner's just going to look at me. I have to remember how to put my voice deep.
You got to do like voice exercise. What'd
you do with the rest of the tieflings?
He goes, they're returned to where they belong. Is that what you're concerned about? Is it just the tieflings? We can come to an agreement about the tieflings.
If you let the tieflings go, we might be willing to help you.
Is that it? Is that literally all that it takes? To appease you people?
You say literally all, but you're also literally keeping people away from their families and their homes. That's not just nothing.
Also, I don't know if I can trust you. You said you put them all back where they...
Yeah.
Their families.
I said I put them all back where they belong.
I was going to say, no, he didn't.
Put them back
with
their families.
That's not what you said.
What did I say?
You said you put them back where they belong with their families.
Yeah, with their families in prison.
Their families are also tiefling.
Yes.
No, that's not how
it works. I don't remember saying I put them back with their families.
No, because you did.
I'm retconning. I said I put them back where they belong. Okay. And that was all I said, because that's all I remember.
Because I remember specifically asking, where do you think they belong?
Yeah. After he said that.
Yeah.
And you said with their families.
Oh, that was before. That was yesterday.
Yeah, that was yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, I see. He's rephrasing what where they belong means. He's keeping no pretense of what where they belong means anymore.
Do you want to go and look, like...
in his office?
See if the tieflings are...
No, you'd have, she'd have...
Oh,
you'd
she'd have to go to the other side.
Yeah, he'd have to cross over.
Dang it.
I mean, you can try and go up a floor and go up over and over.
I can do that, yeah.
Yeah,
I
mean, sure.
You show me yourself.
We're going to say that you're in the process of doing this while this conversation is happening.
You've shown yourself to be nothing but the sequel.
He's just like... Oh,
and disrespectful.
And disrespectful.
Fire authorities.
Fire authorities.
So, when you said you killed gods, did you also think mean that you killed the dragon lords?
He's just gonna look at you, and he just goes...
Were you lying about knowing where their locations were?
Because you don't know what you're talking about. You can't possibly know what you're talking about.
I don't know if you killed the dragon lords or not. You said you don't know where the bodies are, but that they were all dead.
Not the bodies.
You do see. You mentioned. I'll give you this. Roll me an insight check, actually.
Ooh.
Oh, natural 20.
No!
You ask him, have you killed the dragon lords? You see a wave of fear overcome his face. And you see him just be like, you don't know what you're talking about. You can't possibly know what you're talking about.
Maybe we do.
Okay, is that meaning that he killed the dragon lords?
Like, No. You get is a wave of fear. You mentioned, have you killed the dragon lords? You've sent a wave of fear wash over him.
I don't think he would be afraid of you knowing that he has killed
I think he's afraid of the dragon lords.
I think he's afraid of the dragon lords.
Okay.
And he...
So are you trying to surpass the dragon lords?
Wow. He goes, I don't have time for these conversations. We have...
If you free the tieflings, shall we stay?
If I free the tieflings, I promise, I swear on my word, I swear on whatever you think is relevant enough in order to be worthwhile.
And you give
us gold. Nothing you say.
And I give you gold?
Yes.
Don't push
it. Is that all that matters? Fine. You can have all the gold in the world. You can have as much gold pieces as you can fill your pockets and your mouths with. I don't care.
Do you put gold in your mouth?
That's how you test if it's real gold.
Okay. Are you here? Oh, yeah, you are.
I'm here.
I'm the only one who's not.
I'm gonna need an advance.
I'm gonna need an advance. It's crazy.
They need an advance.
You're serious.
Heavy ambitions of all mortals. Because fine. I will free the tieflings. They will go back to where they belong with their families, not in this castle. Wherever that might have been before they entered the show.
Free of your control.
Free of my control. I relinquish. I will also give you gold if that is what you request.
And access to your library.
He goes. Ask too many questions and I will just start over.
Oh.
Whoa. Okay.
He goes. Are we in an agreement?
Are you all actually seriously about to agree to working with the murder scientist guy just because he's releasing his subjects?
I don't know.
If
it's... I think it'll just kill us all if we say no.
I was gonna say
I'm agreeing to not die.
I
agree to these terms.
I am assuming you're all working on the mindset of yes for now.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Absolutely.
To get away from this.
Get away from here. Yeah. We can.
He's already said he's gonna send us out on missions.
So we can send someone to do whatever we want.
Yeah.
So essentially, yes, until he sends us out.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my mindset.
That's what I was hoping everybody was thinking. I was thinking,
yes.
Surely these people's moral compasses are not broken enough.
No.
No.
No. God, no.
Okay.
We're good. I know what my,
Yeah.
He was the one who asked for gold. So.
Yeah.
And
he didn't say what I was.
going to say, so I'm going to stay here.
Lucas wasn't asking for anything else. Paul was just making sure we're all on the same page here.
I'm going to say, at about this time, August, you've made it up and over and down into the dungeon, and you do see, like, you make it back down there, and you see that, all, like, there, it's absolute chaos, but all of the tieflings are back behind bars again, down there. Like, all of the locks have been fixed. They're all still locked up, and they are just in hysterics. And then they see you come in, and they're like, you came to save us! We have to get out of here! He's gonna kill us! Stop! And you see that they disappear.
This disappearing guy from Amazing Digital Circus.
Hello, I'm so...
That's my favorite bit.
That's good, so good gag.
It's a good bit. Good gag. I'm right behind you, aren't I?
That was so funny.
That was funny. It was so good. Ugh, Kinger, I love you, Pookie.
I'm going to D-shift. No more. No, not dragon form anymore. Because I overheard that whole conversation.
Mm-hmm. Is your dad a dragon?
Things will be revealed, my dear. In all due time, my dear. I appreciate every single one of your theories, but somehow all being about, including my father, though. Thank you.
No, we already did that with Milo and Strahd.
Yeah, true.
We already did that.
My bad.
So
your mom is a dragon.
I'm...
Is your dad a donkey?
Are you my mom?
To take this time to thoroughly explore the dungeon area then while they're gone. Because I know, I don't think I ever actually got to talk with Connie about what was actually happening.
Connie has still not said.
Okay. Are you looking for anything in particular, or are you just trying to get all the information?
Just trying to get all the information I can.
Okay. Roll me a... there's going to be certain things that you can see. Roll me a perception check to see if you see above that.
Eight.
Yeah, so you manage to walk around, you see sort of the U-shape of cells. You do walk past sort of the busted door in front of a room that looks like it's got weird stuff in it, but you don't know what any of that stuff is. It gives you an incredibly ominous vibe that sends shivers down your spine, but mostly because you do not know what it is, and you would not want to be caught in there. But otherwise, yeah, that's at most. But you've checked all of the cells, all of them are gone. There are nowhere tieflings. Not in the dungeon.
Where do I want to go? I don't want to go back to... I think I'm going to try to go back to his office and see if he's still with them. If I could go into his office while he's in there.
If you want to.
I sure do.
Actually, let's do this with no one else around. Everyone else leaves.
I like how you're playing the rogue yet again.
He's not talking about me. He hasn't said anything about the fact that I'm missing. I need to take advantage of this and do what I can.
He probably knows.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure he does. I'm sure he knows exactly where I am, what I'm
so
doing.
Funny. He's probably got magic cameras.
Yeah, but I have an intelligence of 11, so I don't know that.
The only reason he didn't immediately intervene was because he was looking down at his book, and then he looked up at the monitors, FNAF style.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he was like,
ah, crap!
Ah, oh, crap. She goes in the kitchen.
I just figured, I don't know what we're going to find out, but I figured if we're going to find it out, I didn't want everyone else to know.
No.
Oh, that means that we do need to stop this again.
Okay.